1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOA News Time 719, currently sitting at 61 degrees. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us in the Roger Hartsick interview room, new general surgeon, Dr. Braden Bitter, joining us here for Newman Regional Health. Dr. Bitter, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. Well, talk a little bit about what brings you to Emporia, Kansas, and specifically Newman Regional Health, how you got here.
Right. So I'm from Hoisington, Kansas, born and raised. And from there, I went to Wichita State, then KU Med. The reason I came back to like a smaller area is home to me. It's a smaller vibe. It's the Midwestern culture that I'm used to, the people, the places, and everything. So really what it was I was wanting to come back to a small area in Kansas after whatever I did in medicine. I ended up choosing surgery, and I wanted to bring that care to the area that raised me. So,
what was it about Newman Regional Health that attracted you to this particular position?
Yeah, right. So it was literally the personnel. I mean, the process of just talking with them, interviewing with them. I mean, everyone at the hospital has been very nice, patient, accommodating, respectful, and I have no complaints whatsoever. And so with that, it was a process with, you know, talking with my family and my friends and my colleagues who were also interviewing. And I realized I was just in a kind of like a diamond in the rough type of place. A lot of my other friends didn't have the best experiences. And I tell you, it was an experience I would do over again with the personnel at Newman Regional. So I think what sold it wasn't just the city, but the people at Newman Regional Health, including administration, ancillary staff, nursing, and my colleagues, Dr. Harris and Dr. Douglas and Dr. Turner.
Gotcha. So where has your educational journey taken you?
Right. So I graduated in 2008 from Hoisington High School. From there, I went to Wichita State. I ended up doing two degrees. One was in Spanish. That actually started out as a minor. I ended up I started doing a degree in chemistry, and I changed that to biochemistry. So ultimately, I got a degree in biochemistry and a degree in Spanish. I lived and studied abroad in Puebla, Mexico, and Oaxaca. And then from there, I went to medical school. First 2 years were the didactics in Kansas City, and then I did my clinicals in Wichita. And then from there, Wichita surgery residency for 5 years, and now I'm here.
Talk about what got you interested in medicine.
Yeah.
This is one of the questions, and Steve and I talked about this, Director of Business Development, Stephen Bazan, when we were setting the interview up. This is one of the questions that we really haven't asked some of the new staff that come on board, either with the hospital or with CareArc. What got you interested in medicine, and how long have you been interested in medicine?
Right. I think it was years in the process, right? For a while there, I wanted to help out on the family farm. I wanted to maybe go into engineering like my dad, and I realized I'm not really good at math. And so I'm right.
That does it.
I'm like, well, I like the sciences. I like chemistry, and I like thinking. And with science, you're never really bored. And so from there, I was thinking maybe forensic science. And throughout Wichita State, I had some really good mentors. One that stuck out was Dr. Durrett, and he was kind of like my lifelong mentor. Throughout high school, I was watching him in the OR, and he's the general surgeon formerly in Hoisington, Kansas.
Okay.
And so he was a big influence on me. Then throughout Wichita State, shadowing and taking courses and realizing, I'm like, you know, I really enjoy chemistry and biochemistry and biology, and I wanted to apply it clinically. I went through research processes and so forth, but you were so like out of touch with people, sitting in a lab and really not talking to people all day. So I started shadowing, and more I did, more people I was around, there was more interactions with patients. I'm like, I enjoy this. And so that's when it kind of sold me as to why I wanted to do medicine. I wanted to apply science and be with people, take care of people.
Mm-hmm. What's the toughest part of the schooling? Because people might have an interest in getting into medicine, being a doctor, You know, the educational aspect can be daunting just to look at the number of years that you have to study. And then residency is another long haul. What's the most difficult part of that?
So very good question. And what I've found myself kind of repeating is a time investment. I mean, it's time, finances, and everything that goes with that. But the biggest investment is time. And what I mean by that, I've missed out on, like my little sister's track events. I've missed out on funerals and weddings. And so it's really the time commitment itself. You have to pull yourself away from family reunions and not getting to deal with your family as much. So to answer that question simply would be the time commitment and time away from your loved ones.
That's tough.
Yeah, that is tough. What was it about the general surgery side? Because I know that, you know, now that you've got the medicine foundation in place, there's a whole lot of different ways that your career could have taken you. What was it about surgery and specifically general surgery?
Right. And throughout medical school, I was thinking for a while, maybe family practice, maybe pathology. I was very open-minded throughout that process. Started realizing I wanted to do things with my hands, right? And so I started watching some urology and general surgery and orthopedics, and I started to realize the complexity within the abdomen. You know, you have your pancreas, your liver, your gallbladder, everything within the belly. And I enjoyed that. Those big open cases, you have like a big old incision and you can see everything, and just being inside the abdomen and taking care of things with your hands. But in addition to that, specifically for general surgery, I know things are changing. Medicine's very compartmentalized and it's becoming even more subcompartmentalized. But what I mean by that is it just keeps getting more narrowed down and focused. So what I liked about the general surgery aspect is it's not just the abdomen. I also did cardiothoracic surgery, skin, breast, endocrine, thyroid, parathyroid, wounds, amputations, trauma, pediatrics. And so that was kind of like the whole course. And from there, you go into plastics and so forth. But overall, I'd say I really like doing things with my hands from a medical standpoint. I love being in the OR. And from a surgical standpoint, I love everything in the abdomen. And I love skin cases and wounds. And yeah.
So what about the technology that you're afforded here at Newman Regional Health? Your thoughts on that?
Right. So specifically, I can target that towards robotics, right? So what robotics is, it's a form of laparoscopy. Laparoscopy has been around since, you could probably look at it like in the late 80s. Began to be more popularized in the 90s and widely accepted by late 90s, early 2000s. So we started doing gallbladders and colons and everything with straight sticks. Now, the differences between the laparoscopy, straight stick laparoscopy is how I explain it, compared to robotics, is it's multifaceted, multiple things. But the one thing that how I describe it to my family and everyone that asks is robotics allows you to literally have your hands, including your wrists and your elbows, inside the abdomen through small sub-centimeter incisions. So very small incisions, I can put basically arms inside of your abdomen. You can go home the same day. So with the technology, what that offers is ergonomics for the patient, for the surgeon. It's the comfort. It's the pain afterwards. And the big thing, I think, is in addition to having basically your arms inside the abdomen through small incisions, is looking at tight nooks and crannies in the abdomen and taking care of it. And without any tremor, like that camera sits right there, focuses with high resolution and high clarity, and I can just operate in such a sub-centimeter space, really, delicately and gently. So that's really what robotics sells itself on.
Yeah. And on top of that, too, with the new equipment that just came in with Da Vinci, that, you know, essentially lead generation technology that's coming in, that has to offer peace of mind, not only for the patients, but really for you, that you've got the best and you can provide the best amount of care.
100%. So I think, you know, from just a broad perspective looking at this, it's always important to stay up to date with technology, with medical advancements, with literature in general, and really at the bleeding edge of things, or the cutting edge would be, you know, robotics. Sure. And it's been around longer than you think, over a decade, right? But really, it has great advantages for colon cases, for gallbladders, for hernias. The more I've used that in the last 4 or 5 years, the more I've seen the benefits for patients, both during and afterwards. I feel it's a lot safer, a lot more of a controlled environment. And the other thing as a surgeon is you're in control of the whole thing. So if you see the evolution of the robot, there's multiple brands and companies, and specifically here what we use is Da Vinci. And why I like that is the older model had a couple of arms and it was a little bit more bulky, but at the time it was the best. And I would still say the Xi that we have is the best. It has 4 arms. I'm in control of all four of those arms, and I can go around the entire abdomen throughout one surgery without having to reposition. So the fluidity or the pace of that robot, what it offers, I mean, it is incredible. It really is. So I do believe, actually, I will say or declare that we do have the best technology that's available at this time with the Da Vinci Xi.
Outstanding. Well, your passion for your craft is evident. Anything else, Dr. Bitter, that you wanted the public to know as you get started here at Emporia and at Newman Regional Health?
Basically, I am very happy that I'm here. My fiance Taylor and I, we thought very judiciously about where we wanted to go, and Emporia is basically home to us. So with that being said, I'm very happy to be here, and I'm just honored to be able to give back to a community that raised me so well. And I just that's the whole goal, is to give good surgical care in a rural community similar to what I had growing up.
Outstanding. Dr. Braden Bitter, our newsmaker guest here today. Dr. Bitter, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck while you're here.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Braden Bitter, again, our newsmaker guest here today. Don't want to forget that tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Kayla Mock, as we talk about tomorrow night's First Friday Art Walk in downtown Emporia.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Bitter. Chuck Samples, our newsmaker this morning, brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. It is 728, 61 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Kansas City Chiefs fans will always know when and where their favorite football team is playing during the 2022 season.